Even though it was announced just last month that viral hemorrhagic septicemia was discovered in Lake Superior, Star-Kissed charter captain Charlie Maslanka of Saxon thinks it has been in Lake Superior for at least 10 years.
I've had fish with that long time ago that I thought they have these blisters and red eyes.
Maslanka says if the virus was going to reap large fish kills, it would have already. He believes the Department of Natural Resources' effort to rid the Great Lakes of VHS does more harm than good.
Because of the VHS in Lake Michigan, they didn't want to put any more planted species, because our eggs come out of Lake Michigan for our salmon. They quit planting salmon now for a couple of years. I mean, we have a fishery that's going to hell out there like crazy, and we need all the help of planting we can get.
Bayfield on-the-spot charter captain Jim Hudson says he's more worried about VHS getting into inland lakes than Lake Superior.
Inland waters are so contained, and those fish species, you know, could be more readily susceptible to bigger die-offs because the volume of water and volume of area is smaller than, say, the Great Lakes.
Hudson says the best way to slow the spread of VHS is to regularly clean fishing equipment and boats with hot water or bleach. Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.